The first opening of the Sitka Sound sacro herring fishery netted 5,000 tons of herring. That's the preliminary data from Fish and Game Area Management biologist Dave Gordon after Wednesday's harvest near the Govanski and Siganaka Islands. At the negotiated price of $550 per ton, Wednesday's catch has an estimated value of $2.8 million, all from 1 hour and 25 minutes of fishing. Gordon says the fleet will likely stand down for a while to allow processors to work through the 5,000 tons of fish.
I think if we harvested more in the 3,000 ton range, we'd probably sit for a day, even with that amount, and be ready to go the following day. But with this amount of harvest, we'll be sitting at least 2 days, I think.
The harvest from the first opening is a little more than a quarter of the overall harvest limit. That limit is more than 18,000 tons, which has a total estimated worth of about $10 million. The opening of Sitka's sacro herring fishery often brings spectators to the shoreline. The fact that Wednesday's opening took place 10 minutes after 5 o'clock and under sunny skies probably didn't hurt. KCAW's Ed Ronco reports.
As the fleet moved north toward the first opening of the 2010 herring fishery, so did Sitka motorists, who parked their vehicles on either side of Halibut Point Road, as they themselves sat on metal guardrails with binoculars and cameras at the ready. In Sitka, this might be as close as it gets to a traffic jam. No bother, though, cars could still get through, although even those drivers slowed down and craned their neck to catch a glimpse of the fleet working offshore.
We have boats, but not like this.
Sima Butte is here from San Diego, California, with her fiancé, Jim Miller. Miller is flying one of the dozen or so spotter planes circling overhead. Butte says her fiancé's plane is blue and white, but so far she hasn't been able to spot it. Still, there she is, camera in one hand, VHF radio in the other, 1,800 miles up the coast from home.
That's how much I love him. I'm in love. That's what love does to you.
She says she's never seen anything like this fishery where people, like her fiancé, have to be ready to go on a moment's notice.
And we were walking to lunch, actually, and they called us and he ran, took off running.
So when they say it's time to go, it's time to go.
It's time to go, exactly.
This is the first opening, so you haven't seen, like, everything yet. But what are you going to tell people back home?
I got pictures to prove what I have to say. They're not going to believe me.
Butte has been in Sitka about 4 days. Mike Hirai has been in Sitka for 35 years. And at the moment, he's keeping watch over his grandson, Kai.
I was in boots.
That's Kai there, and he's really, really excited.
Big helicopter!
Helicopter!
Hirai, however, says he's not really astonished by the fishery anymore. Still, that doesn't stop him from coming down and taking a look at what's going on.
I think the thing is, you know, there's a lot of money out there to see how one boat can get as much as he can and see how much money they can get. And it's kind of fun to say, well, you know, I saw that boat set that net, you know, and so on. So it's great.
As it turns out, the people along Halibut Point Road on Wednesday didn't actually see many sets being made. Most of the fishing happened on the other side of Big Govanski Island, out of view. But this was just the first opening, and there's still about 75% of this year's harvest limit out there. And you can bet that more fishing means more impromptu community gatherings along stretches of coastline. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.